Let's pick up Danny in New Hudson, Michigan. And he's got a question about a rash on his arm or under his arm. Are you there, Danny?
Oh, yes. Hey, Doc.
How you doing, buddy?
Fine. The question is, it's actually under my right arm.
Only.
I thought it might have something to do with deodorants.
Yeah, very possible. Okay.
And I stopped using them, but it's still there. So
okay.
I'm wondering if it's something.
Is it directly in the armpit?
No, it's a little lower than that.
Okay. Well, and does it just look like a blind rash?
Like a blind red one, basically.
Okay, and you are, it's only on the right, nowhere else. Okay, and how old a man are you?
42.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
198.
Okay, and you've never had anything like this before, right?
No.
Okay, good. Then the first thing that I want to do is improve your production of adrenaline, because it's an inflammatory reaction that hopefully the body can just be upregulated and get rid of it. So the first thing I'd do is go on a little bit of Max Stress B. And at your body weight, I'd probably start out at maybe a quarter teaspoon and build up to as much as 2 teaspoons. This should dramatically upregulate production of adrenaline, and it should also help liver detox and brain chemistry. Now, main reason that I see these things that don't want to go away is because you're not sleeping 5 or more straight hours at night. Do you get good sleep?
Oh, yes, I do, actually.
Okay, so that's good.
Some of the other products I'm using.
Good deal. All right, well, then let's sleep, I'm going to say, is okay. And when you wake up, you feel rested.
Oh, yes.
Good. Okay, then let's go to the next issue. Are you using a little bit of salt? Maybe half?
Yes.
Okay. You need about...
I have a question about that, though.
All right.
You mentioned before, the salt in the water, 60, you say 20 ounces water.
Yeah, you'd use about a teaspoon of salt at your body weight, and you would drink that first thing in the morning, and that should be an air-dried sea salt or our pink salt. Okay?
I just ordered yours.
Okay. And that should then make sure that it's easy for the body to handle all of these things. The next thing I'd be looking at is that should knock this out. Now, if it does not, then I'd be looking for an interference field, a scar, a trauma that may be reflexing to the underarm, sedating the normal nerve and energy flow. And this would be like a chest scar or maybe a
You nailed it, Doc.
Okay.
I had the open heart surgery.
Okay, so you're making it very hard for me here to hunt this thing down. Okay, I'm not Carnac, you know, I'm just male. So, okay, so if that be the case, then what you need to do is call the order line and learn how to do Medibody packs or maybe see a QRA person so they could test you. This is going to be a large scar, so it's probably more than 8 inches.
Yeah.
And so what you have to do is you have to do each 3-inch segment as if it was an independent little scar. Because if you try to do the whole thing at once, the body can't heal it. It's too much. It has to focus the healing energy, okay? So what I would do here is get Medibody packs, and first you would do your hands and feet, and then your vaccination, because you're old. Oh, no, you're not. Yes, you are. You're old enough. It's still on your arm. So that guy is going to interfere with clearing the center scar for the open heart. So you'll have to get the vaccination. Make sure you got that. Now you can go to the open heart scar, okay? And when you clear that guy, and, of course, if you went to a QRA person, they can make every point temporarily strong. You can, before he does that, you can pick up the rash, see it's weak. You can pick up your scar, the open heart scar, see it's weak. BRT, you make everything strong. See both as strong. Now stress tap the scar, the open heart scar, and see that the rash goes weak. So now you know that the rash was caused by that scar, or at least one of the causes, okay? So now, when the scar is now, the energy, the normal nerve and energy is restored to the scar, now you should see the rash just disappear. Okay, buddy?
Okay, one other question, Doc. The ATL firing up a tooth, you mentioned that before, it happened to me.
Oh, yeah, it does. You bet.
Is
it a dead tooth, or
no,
what are we up against? If it's not dead, you're having a lot of pain with it, though, because the crown or the restoration is leaking, right?
It was a cavity. They filled in the cavity, but apparently they moved the tooth, you know, they
get
in there.
Okay. Well,
you strengthen it.
You can, but you got to get to this pretty quickly so you don't kill the tooth, too. What I would recommend, of course, is pH paper, pH trio, and try to force your morning urine pH back up to the normal zone, okay? And then get to the dentist as fast as you can, because the only infection a body can't beat on its own is a dental problem like that, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Bye now.